Let's return to more of the Youth Sports Fan Forum on TalkZone.com. Once again, here's your host, the coach, John Cone.
Oh, yes, indeed. The TalkZone.com, Jordan, 24-7, every day of the week, every hour of the day, different programming in the TalkZone.com. You want to learn how to be a chef, Jordan Burfield? TalkZone.com's got it for you. You want to learn how to dress properly? The TalkZone.com.
Are you saying that I don't dress well?
We're being webcast right now, believe it or not. I don't think I have to say that. People realize it.
I think I happen to think that my green sweater is very nice looking. You, on the other hand, in your North Shore garb, you know, it's okay. It's okay.
Got to wear my coaching gear today. I got two teams to coach. I don't got a chance to switch after the show.
So, I think I like my sweater, in
all
fact.
Right. All right. But the point is, 24-7 TalkZone.com.
David Olson's wearing a green sweater, too.
We got stuff for him. He's the producer. He can wear whatever he wants.
I know, but I think we should have coordinated this.
He wears the green much better than you, I will say.
He does many things better than me.
All right. Out to the phone lines we go. It is the Youth Sports Fan Forum. Brand new show here on the TalkZone.com. One of the very, very few shows in the country, sports talk, that deals specifically with youth sports, the kindergarten through eighth grade, or more specifically, youth sports now down to age 4 and 5 year olds up to eighth grade. And our guest right now is David Jacobson. He works for a fine group called the Positive Coaching Alliance. They're trying to spread the positive word about youth sports. They're doing some great stuff out there. David, how are you, my friend?
Doing very well. Glad to be back with you, John.
Beautiful. Last time you were on with us, it was on the Morning Break radio show. We have switched. Now we're on the internet. But real quick, Dave, where are you calling us from? What fine city?
I am actually at my home office in Foster City, California, about 20 miles south of San Francisco and about 20 miles north of Positive Coaching Alliance headquarters in Mountain View, California.
Mountain Dew, California? That's the name?
Mountain View.
Oh, Mountain View?
Isn't Mountain View, California? Isn't there something famous in Mountain View, California?
Just the Positive Coaching Alliance headquarters.
but besides that, isn't there like some famous company in our Isn't Apple near?
On the other side of the freeway from us is the Google headquarters.
Headquarters. That's what it is. I knew that something was in Mountain View, California, besides the Positive Coaching Alliance.
Well, we're gonna come out and visit you with the snow and the cold and the wind we've had here in Chicago, Dave. Don't be surprised if I come knocking on the Positive Coaching Alliance door as soon as possibly tomorrow.
Well, I would enjoy having you here, and I'll let you know I was back in my hometowns of Skokie and Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
Over the winter break, over the holidays.
Okay.
So I've got my dose of Midwestern weather, and bring it on, John.
That's all you need. You came here for a week, you saw the weather here, you're like, I'm heading back to California.
I knew I'd made the right move about 12 years ago.
Yeah. California kid with Midwestern roots. I like you already, David. All right, in the limited time we got, let's talk youth sports. That's what our show's all about. And first of all, Dave, real quick, describe to people. I know it's been around for a while. You do some great things. But who and or what is the Positive Coaching Alliance?
Sure. Positive Coaching Alliance is a nonprofit founded at Stanford University in 1998. The mission is to transform youth sports so sports can transform youth. The idea is that sports provides an unlimited amount of life lessons for kids if the coaches, the parents, the program administrators that are involved in organized youth sports can focus on the opportunity to teach life lessons. We're online at www.positivecoach.org, and we've got a number of live workshops and online workshops that we provide for coaches, parents, administrators, and high school student-athletes.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you guys do clinics for coaches? Is there publications? The vehicle upon which you get the word out to these various coaches?
Yeah, all of the above. For example, in Chicago, we've got partnerships with probably more than 100 schools or youth sports organizations.
Mm-hmm.
I know, John, we work closely with a buddy of yours named Carl Costello at Niles North High School, which we just gave an award to called our Honoring the Game Award for the outstanding work that that Carl is doing in his community to help, again, set up sports for high school ages and younger as an educational experience. So, yeah, in these partnerships, we have a coaches clinic. It's not so much a clinic. It's certainly not about X's and O's and skills and drills. It's about how do you get the most out of youth athletes while helping those youth athletes get the most out of their sporting experience on the field and off. So we do these nationwide. We've got offices in a dozen cities around the country. Again, we've got them online, a coach course and a parent course that are online, and pretty soon we'll have up a course for high school student athletes. We publish books. The founder and executive director of our organization, Jim Thompson, has got a number of books out, most recently The High School Sports Parent, and you know, a number of others, Positive Coaching, The Double Goal Coach, which is the trademark model of coaching that we espouse in these workshops. Double goal refers to the goal of winning, of course, but the second more important goal of teaching life lessons through sports. We've got Phil Jackson as our national spokesperson, and he appears in public service announcements, so we also do a lot of advocating in the media.
Said
and,
Phil Jackson?
Social media.
The coach, Phil Jackson?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, Phil Jackson. He led your local club to a couple of championships, I guess.
Try six. But, David, I had a thought, too, that, you know, and it's very interesting what you're saying about, you know, the way that you guys have written books about how, you know, how to help parents coach their kids and all that sort of thing. But, you know, what have you noticed from your research that youth sports are as much about sort of coaching the parents as it is coaching the kids? Because I feel like one of the, you know, the great things about youth sports is the kids' passion, but sometimes the parents take that passion a little too far. So how much of it is controlling the parents as much as it is the kids?
Well, that's part of the reason that we have a parent course to begin with. The parents, obviously, they get excited about their individual kids' performance, their development as an athlete, and, you know, just the sort of excitement that any parent naturally feels for his or her kids, wanting them to do the best they can to be a shining star in whatever environment they're in. But that obviously often conflicts with notions of team and community that are necessary for that on-field success to occur and for the social and emotional benefits of sports to take hold. So absolutely, parents are a critical component. Our whole notion of partnership, as I mentioned, that 100-plus partnerships we've got in the Chicago area and you know, 1,000-plus all over the country, the reason that we assemble these the way we do, where we've got courses for coaches, courses for parents, courses for administrators, is that we need all of them to be on the same page for all of the leadership and every constituency in the organization to agree out loud in a room where you've got a Positive Coaching Alliance facilitator in that workshop saying, yes, we are committed to making sports a positive character-building experience for the kids in our community. And once you've said that out loud in a group of your peers, whether as parents or as coaches or what have you, it's a lot easier to actually execute that on the field and make sure that you're giving appropriate messaging to the youth athletes you're supposed to be serving.
And it's easy to make that experience positive and for the parents to be positive when the team is winning. See, I love the double goal concept. Now, a guy like my partner here, Jordan, probably a little bit more resistant to it, you know, a little bit more all about winning. But the double goal, I think, very much the gist of what Positive Coaching Alliance is all about. Now, David, I ask you again, with a winning team, the parents are, you know, happy, the coaches are happy, the players are happy. From your research, from your observation, and by the way, we invite people to call in, ask Dave questions, comments here on some of the things we're talking about, 888-463-6748, or email us at ysfanforum.com. David, what can the coach do or parents do with a team that is losing to still make that experience, in the end, a positive and fun one for the kids?
One of the major principles that we have and teach in these workshops and books and everything is called redefining winner. Obviously, there's a winner and a loser on the scoreboard at every sporting event.
Yep.
But you cannot consider yourself a loser, and parents and coaches should not consider their teams losers if the kids are doing several things. One, expending maximum effort. Mm-hmm. Two, learning from their experiences. And three, learning how to recover from mistakes. We use a lot of acronyms in our workshops. The acronym that I just mentioned is called ELM. We call it the ELM tree of mastery of your sport. E for effort, L for learning, M for mistakes. If you put out as much as you can if you learn from your experience, and if you bounce back from your mistakes, mm-hmm. you've done everything you can do as an athlete. And coaches and parents need to recognize, especially at younger ages of athletic competition, that there's just so much that kids can't control in terms of weather, officiating, the opponents. I mean, I coach a seventh grade basketball team, and the community I'm in, we just happen to have a lot of short kids, and, you know, we get out-rebounded a lot. Uh-huh. That's all there is to it. There's nothing, I can't help the kids grow physically, but I can certainly help them grow mentally and emotionally, and that's what
can I give you an acronym for the kids?
Yeah.
I advocate the PBBO. The PBBO. It's called the Pushback Box Out. And I tell the kids, you know, to physically push the guy back. And I emphasize with teams I coach, not foul. Play hard defense, play under control, don't foul. But I will tell them this. There's one foul. I tell them this in the beginning of the season. There's one foul, Dave, I tell the kids, where if you make that foul, I might just stand up and applaud. And can anybody figure out what that is? None of the kids can figure out what. I said, if you get called for boxing out too hard, now, not an elbow throw, nothing dirty. But if you get called for boxing out too hard, that's one foul that I might stand up and applaud. So there's an acronym for you, might help you. PBBO, the push back box out. You can't just be in position. You got to physically push back a taller kid so he comes over the back. The coach of me is coming out here.
You sound all fired up. I'm glad to hear it.
Now, David Jacobson, Positive Coaching Alliance, joining us for a short time here on the Youth Sports Fan Forum. We appreciate it. Dave, and you mentioned trying to make, you know, everybody can't be on a winning team. You lose the score, you're not necessarily a loser. Kids that are injured, kids that can't play, boy, that's the toughest thing. I think, and I've coached some kids now, and I've seen some on some youth sports team just recently that I've talked to, and those kids find out that, you know what, losing is not the worst thing. Losing's not the worst. The worst thing is not being able to compete. When you're injured and you're an athlete and you got to sit and watch, that's the toughest thing. So maybe the kids that are hurt, they've got a better perspective. You know, losing isn't as bad as not being able to compete.
That's a very interesting point and perspective. And we've actually done some work both in our workshop curriculum and in our publications that talks about how to keep injured kids involved in the team.
Yep.
You know, there's always a need for scorekeepers, for statisticians, for, you know, equipment managers, all those sorts of functions that can keep the kid benefiting, again, from the social and emotional aspects of being on a sports team and becoming a coach on the bench occasionally, if appropriate. Saying to the coach, hey, I noticed this or that, or maybe he knows his buddy from hanging out in the schoolyard that, hey, you know, Timmy just is not matched up with that kid. You know, there's a lot that kids can contribute to the betterment of the team, even if they are injured.
All right.
It's actually interesting that you say that, because when I was younger, I got injured during a season in which my team...
You were always in the trainer's room. They kicked you out.
Well, no, my team won the championship, and I didn't get to play in the tournament because I injured my elbow and I couldn't throw. And so...
Baseball.
Yeah, I'm on a baseball team. And so what our coaches did was, I'm sure that they rigged it, but they set it up so that I was... Well, they had to pick two kids to play in the All-Star game afterwards, and they were going to take all the kids from different teams around the league. They put me as one of the all-stars, so I got to be on the all-star team, and I ran the bases. Mm-hmm. You know, I couldn't obviously hit or pitch or throw, but I could, you know, pinch run, and that was how they got me into the game. So I think that is important, because it's very difficult to be on a team where you feel like everyone else is having fun and you're not.
Yep.
And so I really feel like that's an important aspect of it. I thought that was a good point.
Just to stay involved. Hey, Dave, real quick before we let you go, I'll put you on the spot, a little bit of recent vintage. Some new things from your observation, from your research at the Positive Coaching Alliance. Maybe one positive thing that has happened of late in youth sports and one new negative that has creeped in. Again, I hate to put you on the spot, but is there something, again, of recent vintage that sticks out as a positive and maybe one is kind of a new problem in youth sports?
The new problem is easy, and it's really highlighted by some of the college coaching activities that we've seen of late between Mangino and Leach and Levitt. The focus on concussions and the lack of medical training and the win-at-all-cost mentality that would cause a youth coach, let alone a college coach, to put a kid in danger when he's had a head injury. And you know, the days of shake it off and, oh, you got your bell rung, get back out there and, and show us what you're made of. Those days have got to go.
That's a great point. And I think, at least in this area, there's been a major change. I'm not saying it's perfect, but at least here in the Midwest, that has been addressed. Hopefully that's going on countrywide.
Yeah, and on the positive tip, I think it's mostly just an awareness that there's so much more to youth sports, and we're pushing this through our own social movement, through our own, again, publications, workshops, our website at positivecoach.org, and people are getting the idea now that youth sports, at least organized youth sports in this country, has swung too far toward a win-at-all-cost mentality, too far toward the profiteering of quote-unquote elite club sports, and you know, the pressures that are put on kids through that and to pursue scholarships when they don't have snowball's chance in hell of achieving that. There's a recognition that it's time for the pendulum to swing back in the opposite direction.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Beautiful. Great stuff, David. That's exactly the philosophy that we're trying to promote here on our Youth Sports Fan Forum. They only give us an hour to do so, so we got to wrap it up. But we really appreciate your taking the time out, an old Chicago guy living out in California. And again, for our folks, the best way to check out, I'm assuming, is the website where all the materials and information there. It's positivecoach.org. Did I get that correct?
Yeah, that's perfect. Thanks so much.
Beautiful. Clinics and coaching clinics. If there's a community out there that would like to start a program, that's something you guys could provide.
Oh, absolutely. Would love to do so, and hopefully it's fairly easy to figure that out from our website, how to go about that.
Beautiful. All right.
Great. There's a tab down there called Bring Positive Coaching to Your Community. We'll welcome anybody who clicks there, and we'll get things going for you.
More importantly, are you still rooting for the Cub, Bear, Bull, Blackhawk, or have you gone California on us?
No, it's all those. I'm not much of a hockey guy, to be honest with you, but the other three,
all right.
Absolutely. You should see the Cubs shrine I'm surrounded by right now. I've got my cards from the 70s, Fergie Jenkins, Ernie Banks, Billy Williams, and my special secret favorite, Joe Pepitone.
Oh, wow.
You still got your Chicago sports roots.
Absolutely.
Now I even love you more. All right, David. Thanks.
We'll
get you back out of the near
future. Thanks, David.
All right. David Jacobson, Positive Coaching Alliance. The double goal. See, I love that concept. It's not just, and I know it's a tough one to overcome, and it sounds good in theory. In practice, I don't care if it's house league or a super competitive travel team. The winning gene is in almost all of us.
It is.
But the double goal, the idea of the scoreboard, that's one goal, but then there's a secondary goal to make it a positive experience, win, lose, draw.
Right. I mean, I think that it's a hard thing because you want kids to want to win. I think that sometimes parents go too far the other way where they get all sappy and they say it's just about the game. No, I mean, you want kids to want to have some competitive fire. That's a good lesson to teach. You want kids to be able to want to succeed. Mm-hmm. And you don't want them to be complacent, because I think that when you say losing is okay, it's almost being complacent.
Yep.
You know, but I think that you also want the kids to remember to be good sports, you know, to be humble when you win, and, you know, appreciative of the other team when you lose, and to be those lessons are good. But, you know, I think that the double goal mentality really feeds into that. Mm-hmm. I think that's a good lesson.
All right, we'll talk more about it next Thursday, too. Every Thursday here, folks, we'll do it. The Youth Sports Fan Forum. Again, our webpage is ysfanforum.com. I want to thank our producer, David Olson. Jordan, I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Coach.
We'll do it again next Thursday. Don't forget, every 10 o'clock Central Time, we do a show every day called Two Guys and a Mic. So make sure you tune in for that. Have a great day, everybody, and thank you so much for joining us.